This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Preparing you for the day ahead. Power Breakfast, 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
Now we're talking at 8:21 this morning. So we're going to be looking at issues around the figures of South Africans spending 30% more on basic food items since the lockdown actually began, giving us a true picture of the South African context. And joining us on the line now to have that conversation is Mervin Abrahams, who's a researcher at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group. Mervin, thanks a lot for joining us on Power Breakfast this morning. What do the stats say?
Good morning. So the stats are saying that from the 2nd of March, so just before the lockdown, to the 26th of May, which is the last time we have data, that the basket of City 8 foods have increased by 7.8% or 250 Rand on increase on that basket, taking that basket of food from 3,221 Rand to 3,470 Rand. So that's what it means is that the increase on the social grant, on the old age grant, for instance, has been totally absorbed by the increase in food price. But not only are we seeing that level of increase, because there are more children at home, because there are more workers at home, the households eat more food. And because they eat more food, they have to buy extra food.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were told that households are buying extra maize meal, extra rice, extra cooking oil, potatoes and cabbage. And that extra food also now comes to something like 509 Rand. And when you take these two increases together, then that is a 30% increase in the cost of food for a household from May 2020 in comparison to May 2019. And when you ask people, well, where does the money come from? Then they say that the extra money comes from money lenders.
My goodness, you know, when kids are at home, and a lot of parents will attest to this in closing, Mervin, that kids will consume far more food than they normally would. That's on the one hand of the haves, so to speak. For the have-nots, only two grades are open, which means that the feeding scheme has been affected as well. I mean, we've seen NGOs such as the 1000 Women Trust approaching the Cape High Court in a bid to have lockdown regulations, which had prohibited their soup kitchens from operating, scrapped. So, you know, civil society and government was really caught on the back foot. Even when they had to revise and press the reset button, it's rather slow, is it not?
Yes, exactly. But you know what this also shows us is that there are major systemic problems within our food system and within our lockdown or no lockdown. Because what we are seeing, for instance, is that the national minimum wage, which covers about 60% of all working people in South Africa, were increased in April by 3.8%. Now we're talking about food prices at the lowest level over the 3 months having increased by 7.8%. We are also looking at increases in transport costs. And we are also looking at increases in electricity. So what we are actually looking at is a deepening crisis around household food affordability and a food system that cannot actually meet the needs of ordinary South Africans. And by that I mean that we have, for instance, 5 retail stores that control most of retail in South Africa. We also know that the increases are not at the farm gate. So farmers are not getting more now for their goods than they did a year ago, almost.
Jeez, Prof. Mervin Abrahams, thank you very much there. We'll have to leave it. I'll be short. Excuse me. All it means is that we have more challenges than there are solutions. We'll continue to take your calls on this and other solutions you may have on 0861-987-000. It's 826.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.